You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, January 9th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So it's a leap year. You know that, right?
Yeah, found that out.
You found that out.
I was shamed.
You were shamed. Well, you know why we have leap years, right? Every 4 years, because there's an extra quarter of a day almost every year in the calendar, and we have to make up for it, right? So every 4 years, okay, you'd think we get the one extra day, and that would take care of it, right? Right? No.
No.
Wrong. The year is actually 365.24. days. A year, so that leaves a little extra that we got to make up for, and so we make up for it every 100 years. We skip a leap year. So in 1800, skipped a leap year. 1900, skipped a leap year, and that should have made up for it, right? No, because that was supposed to fix it, but it doesn't, because it's still too much. So every 100 years that is divisible by 400 years, we skip. And we have a leap year. Is this confusing? So yeah. In 2000, divisible by 400, we went ahead and had a leap year. But in 2100, they will skip a leap year. Does it fix everything? No.
Because it's 365.24.
It's still weird. It's such a weird thing.
I kind of figured, since you told me it was 0.24, okay, so every 4 years, there's a dollar. It's, you know, four quarters equal a dollar.
But that's not quite a full
quarter. And
then
you have to count up the point, that point one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's easier to me. Wow. But that's, you know, my
math. And you don't do math.
No.
All right. It's time for the Who Cares
I know the four
news.
Quarters equals a dollar.
All right. We're moving on. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Joaquin Phoenix made the biggest splash at this week's Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
He had an F-bomb laced acceptance speech for Best Actor.
Most bleeped acceptance speech in the history of the Golden Globes, I think. I don't know. That's for sure. But
well, now we're learning that Joaquin Phoenix is planning to wear the same Stella McCartney-designed tuxedo he wore Sunday night to every award show this season.
Wow.
Now, the reason
he's
wearing...
Hope he gets it dry cleaned in between.
I hope so. The reason he's wearing the custom design suit is to reduce waste and apparently to save the animals. Not certain which animals were used in the design of the tux.
Animals? What? What animals?
I don't know.
No animals were harmed in the making of this tux. Stella McCartney, really?
I know. Fabric. I mean, what animals is she using?
I know, right? What's this all about?
I don't know.
Saving the animals? I mean, and does he throw it? You said waste, right? To reduce waste. What, do they throw these things away? If I had a Stella McCartney design tux, not that I would, I'd probably put it in my closet and wear it again. I would do
probably.
That. Probably.
Because you know they probably sell them on the aftermarket.
I don't know what
I
they
guess.
Do.
I don't know.
But I didn't think that any animals were used in the making of a tux.
Maybe it was animal effort, like the animals in Cinderella making her ball gown out of old fox. And did they sing a show tune while making
right,
the tux?
Right. The birds coming
are
in.
They union?
Chirping. Are they union?
Stella? Stella? Bueller? Were Jack and Gus the mice there? I mean, did they need work?
Gus. Love Cinderella.
Well, the news was... I do, too. The animated and the live action. Thank you very much. The news was announced by the brand, and Stella herself added that she is proud and honored to join forces with Joaquin. Keep inspiring and keep shining your light.
She doesn't make any more money if he keeps wearing the same thing.
She didn't make any money off of that.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Huh?
You think they pay people for this?
Yeah, no. Sure. Do the shoes come with? That's what I want to know.
How many ways is there to make a tuxedo?
I know, right. Right. But you know, when you rent a tux at Men's Warehouse, you go and you get they rent you the cufflinks and the studs for the shirt. And the
racket.
Shoes, and then you have to buy the sock. The socks are not rentable. And I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want
the shoes like bowling.
You don't
shoes.
Want used socks.
The shoes are bad enough.
Well, the shoes are. Yeah, they are like bowling shoes. Yeah. Hopefully, they disinfect them like they did the bowling alley. But I'm not so sure.
I don't know.
I wonder if he gets to keep the shoes, Stella. And then you have to think to yourself: do you want that frock back? Because with women, chances are they went commando. Okay? Well, I mean, yeah. Chances are. No panty lines.
No, I don't
think
so.
I think so.
No, you know what I think?
What do you think?
Spanx.
Spanx. Well, yeah, there's Spanx.
They're going to be
maybe
wearing.
Maybe guys, too. Maybe.
They're going to be wearing
Shaper garments.
They don't want
that Spanx back.
No.
Don't want that back.
No. Prince Harry.
Uh-huh.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, huh?
They have announced.
Yeah.
That they'll be stepping back.
What?
As senior members.
What?
Of the royal family.
What?
And some of their royal duties.
What? No.
Stepping back as senior members. See, that's the key thing, as senior members.
All this started with her dad. I think that's, we can blame it all on Thomas Markle.
No, I think we can blame it on Meghan Markle.
To infiltrate the royal.
They plan to continue honoring their duty.
No matter what he
tried. They're going to honor their duty to queen and country.
Okay, fine, whatever.
And I don't
but
get
But that means they're going to pay their taxes? I don't know.
Here's what I don't get.
Taxes now.
They want to become financially independent, and they want to be able to live outside many of the constraints of royalty. They're going to split time between the UK and North America.
Yeah.
Now, depending on who you talk to you read about, the Duke and Duchess say that they have been in discussions with this for about a year.
Have they really?
With the Queen.
Have they really?
And the family.
Yeah.
And if you read the rags, the announcement was a shock to Buckingham Palace.
Well, so, I believe that. I mean, even though they were possibly in talks, maybe they just made this abrupt announcement without, asking the Queen first.
So those things say that discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are in an early stage.
See?
We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through. And I really do apologize for my really lousy accent.
No, no, no. You should
audition
for the audiobook for The Crown. I thought that sounded good. You could play the 50-something Queen Elizabeth.
Me, like many other women, think the English accent is super sexy.
Okay.
And Irish and Scott,
yeah. Yeah, whatever. All right, well, there you go. So Meghan and Harry, don't let the screen door of Buckingham Palace hit you on the ass on the way out, people.
Maybe he's going to do stuff like his mama did. I'm trying to keep a good positive outlook on this.
Okay.
Because I'm a royal watcher.
Yeah,
I'm a fan.
Okay, all right. We'll see what happens.
Just of the immediate royal family. The rest of them, I don't know, whatever.
I was going to say, you get beyond Charles's family, it's like, what the hell? Who
are
these guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea who they are.
Don't care.
But Will, Harry.
You know who probably doesn't care?
Kate.
It's Halle Berry. She probably does not care
probably
about
not.
All of this. In fact, I think she's met Harry.
I think so.
I think she has. Probably. She may have met Meghan Markle.
There's rumor that the Duke and Duchess plan on having a little pad in Los Angeles.
I told
area.
You. They're going to Beverly Hills, Bel Air, whatever.
I may have to find new places to hang out.
Yeah. All right. Well, you get on that, and we'll keep watch on the Royal Watch. the only watch I've got to watch right now is the clock for this show, and we are out of time. Back with you again tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.